both in the first scripture reading and in the gospel, we are invited to reflect on the virtue of humility. Humility is the queen of the moral virtues. It is, so to speak, the hub of the wheel. And all the other moral virtues radiate as spokes from that central virtue of humility. The word humble or humility comes from the word that means earth. So to be humble is to be earthy, to be grounded. To be humble is to be in right relationship with all the rest of creation and the Creator. To be humble is to live and to be the truth that you are. To be humble is to have a right estimation of who God has made you to be. It is the quality of humility that Paul singles out when he describes God's desire to save us and to send forth his Son. And he invites us to have that same sense of truthfulness, of groundedness, as Jesus had. Paul reminds us that we are to have the same attitude as Christ Jesus, who, though he was divine, he did not consider his divinity something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself fully. He humbled himself, taking upon himself the fullness of human nature. He lived a fully human life, even to the point of death and the shameful death of the cross. And it's because of this, his humility, his truthfulness, his being grounded in life, it is because of this that God has raised him up and has given him a name that is above every name, so that now at the name of Jesus every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God our Father. Well, that's the mystery we celebrate every time we gather at the table of the Lord. We ask the Lord to help us to know and to live the truth of who we are, to help us to be grounded in a right relationship with the rest of creation and a right relationship with the Creator. To ask the Lord for the gift of humility by which we are true to who God has called us to be.